So we just record this just in case it's any good. Okay, so recently I've been listening to Christian Premier Radio, and they were doing a little article, and one of the questions was, how should we as Christians react to receiving a gift that we really, if we were honest, didn't really like?
Yes, I heard that.
Have you ever been in that situation where somebody gives you a gift and they're really happy to give it to you and very proud to give it to you, and you don't quite know how to react because either it's the wrong colour or it's the wrong shape, the wrong size, the wrong texture, it's not the one that you were looking at in the window? They ordered it online and it came, it was different from what you hoped you were going to get. And you ask yourself, how do I react to this without offending the giver? Have you been there? Most people have been there. Do you smile politely and try to hide your honest disappointment and dislike? Do you, Jerry? Show me how you do that, will you? Well, the Bible says, and I'm not going to quote any scripture for once in this mini-sermon, the Bible says that we should speak the truth in love. Now, that's a tall order in this kind of circumstance, isn't it? But what do you do if you're asked, do you like your present? And you simply don't know whether it's because it's not the right colour or the right size, or because it's a gift you would never have bought for yourself, or a book you know that you'll never read, even if it is a bestseller, what should you say? How should you react? Is there a way of being totally honest without actually hurting anybody's feelings of the one who sent you that present? Maybe something like, oh, that'll come in really handy one day. Or, oh, that's really popular, that book, isn't it? Meaning, yes, everybody else likes it. Or, I've heard of millions of people are reading that particular book right now, aren't they? Or perhaps you might say, oh, one day that'll be really useful. It's just what I need when I get older. I guess if you were really close to the person who was giving you the gift, if they have been a friend for many, many years, maybe your mum or your dad or somebody you're really close to, stuck by you in the good times and the bad times, you'd be very careful, wouldn't you, not to deliberately hurt their feelings and say, what on earth were you thinking when you bought that for me? You know I don't like green. The fact is, if someone really cares about you, they have probably thought long and hard about what would be a good gift for you. Knowing your likes and dislikes, yes, but also, especially if they're parents, knowing what you'll need in the future. And that's where we are all today. God has sent us something that he absolutely knows, without a shadow of a doubt, we'll need one day, if not today. Even if we don't like it, even if we resent the giver and the inference that we need it, or even the irrelevance that we perceive is that gift. At the moment, it seems inappropriate, irrelevant, worthless. But have we ever asked ourselves this question? Why on earth did God send us Jesus? And why is the Bible still the world's bestseller? And there's another question, isn't there? If someone gave you a Bible this Christmas, wrapped in wrapping paper, how would you react? How would you react? Would you say, that's too big, that's too small, I don't read that kind of thing? Or that you must have mixed it up with somebody else who wanted a Bible? Would you be pleased? would you have to hide your dismay? Could you be honest in love if somebody gave you a Bible for Christmas? Well, the fact is that someone has given each of us here a unique gift handcrafted for each individual, knowing exactly what we need and when we'll need it. And it's like no other gift you'll ever be given. The Bible points towards the greatest gift given to mankind. And why is that gift so important? Well, it's because one day, hopefully, we will know in our hearts that He, Jesus, is actually exactly what we need. We need, whether you acknowledge it or accept it right now, we need forgiveness. We need healing, physical, historical, mental, all kinds of healing. Past hurts, tragedies, relationship breakdowns, divorce, division, words we said we didn't really mean, but they just shot out of the overflow of our mouths. And when we are facing our final days on this earth, believe me, you will know what you need. And it isn't death. It's life. You're looking for life and light and healing and peace and eternity in joy. We need to know that our sins have been forgiven and that our future is with God and not somewhere else. Everything you enjoy in this world, He created. Imagine being somewhere where there was nothing of the things that you love in this world around you. It's a bit like someone giving you a candle for Christmas, like this. People do give candles for Christmas, scented candles, Yankee candles, in fact. And, you know, you go, well, that's very nice. What does it do? Doesn't seem to do anything. And that's because you don't understand, if you say that, that a candle is useless, isn't it? Paperweight, ornament. But it's no use at all unless you put it to the use that it was designed for, which is, as we've already seen, to make it work. And when you make it work, what does it do? It emits light. And you say, well, that's only a little light. But if it was pitch black in here, you'd see how bright it was. And we are living in a world, I've gone off script here, we are living in a world which is spiritually extremely dark. Very, very dark. And you can do something about it. It's lit. It gives light. That light can be shared with other people. It's not an individual thing. Everybody enjoys the light. And so it is with the Bible. It's of no use whatsoever. Sat on a pew, sat on your shelf at home. You didn't even bother to unwrap it because it was given as a gift. You knew what was in there. You weren't interested because you didn't understand what to do with it or the value that was within it. You may not be pleased with some of the gifts you get this Christmas, but whatever you do, if it's sent with love, please understand, like Jesus, that's what makes it special. To light it, to use it, it's special because of the one who sent it. So the good news and the bad news. Today just happens to be the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year. It's also the darkest day in terms of how long the night is. I'm sure you've noticed. We tend to get sleepy and tired and a little depressed over this period of time. Christmas time can be very stressful for lots of different reasons. There's usually lots of things to think about and prepare. And sometimes it brings back memories of hurt. People have died on us during the winter months, things like that. But you know, God had the same challenge around the first Christmas, preparing the right gift from the beginning of time. An extremely valuable gift that everyone needs, but knowing full well that most people would reject it and not appreciate it. So my advice to everyone would be, receive the gift in the spirit in which it was given. It was given in love, at fantastically great cost, knowing that it would not only be useful, but totally indispensable and irreplaceable. So, if you hear him today knocking on your heart, receive him as much as you're able to open your heart to him. The light of the world, not only will your days ahead become lighter in the natural, because we're moving into spring now, but they will also become lighter spiritually. And boy, oh boy, does this fallen world need some light. Don't reject the gift. Message over.